All right, welcome to the Geek Clan Talks podcast. This is podcast number 2, formerly referred to as Bogglecast, but decided to go with Geek Clan Talks. And number 2. And I'm Dolan.
I'm Haley.
This is Maddie.
So we recorded a couple podcasts after podcast number 1. But there was an issue. Matt, you were here for one of those recordings. There was a fucking issue, okay? So I had I had everything hooked up right, and I had the interface device plugged into the laptop, and you know, we were talking, we could hear ourselves because we had the headphones in and shit. And no, this was a couple days ago.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And fucking, we recorded 2 that day. We had one that was Chronic Yankee and I, and which you listeners will probably meet later. You will meet later. And then one was Chronic Matt and I, and we recorded about 2 hours total worth of audio. And I go to post that shit last night. Like, I go to fuck with the files and like get them in the right format, and then put the new logo behind it to put it on YouTube. And I go to listen to it, and like there's this weird feedback shit. So I'm like listening to it. I'm like, what the fuck is that? How do I fix that? What's going on with this audio file?
Yeah.
And then I realized that when I was recording, I didn't set
the... I thought maybe you were recording on your laptop as well, but... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it was. I didn't set it to record from the USB audio device, the interface device. I set it to record from the fucking laptop built-in microphone. So, and, like, my laptop is sitting on the stand that has a built-in fan.
Yeah.
So it's got this... and it's, like, right up on it. And, yeah. Oh man, it was fucking terrible. So we wasted 2 goddamn hours. I mean, we had some good conversations, but...
Yeah.
Two
learning process.
Hours, exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's what it's about, you know. That's why I'm doing this and taking it slow to start with. But, got a new interface device today.
And,
happy about this shit. Cause, the old interface device could only plug in 2 microphones. This one can handle 8.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm only going to have, I got 2 coming in the mail, so 4.
Oh, that's more than enough, though.
Yeah,
that's
and then tough. I could pick up a couple extras, probably, it's better quality than the ones that I got coming in the mail, because I found a good deal on those, but, when we come in here, I figure we'll have, you know, typically 3 people, sometimes 4.
Yeah.
And then, rare cases, we'll get a fucking party going, we'll have like 5-6 people, we'll be able to handle that shit, you know, everybody sit around and have their own mic. I got a couple of scissor stands coming, so we don't have to like fucking hold the mic or be like right up on the mic stand and shit.
That's pretty, gonna be awesome. Yeah, especially when you get 3 or more, that's fucking dope, dude.
Mm-hmm. We can sit back and relax, just talk, fucking shoot the shit, and talk about some interesting shit.
Aliens.
Ooh.
No, that's 15 podcasts from now.
15?
We'll get there.
Oh, no, let's dive straight in. You brought it up, sir. Let's go for it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of that whole fucking Mars thing that's going about now.
Yeah, there's evidence of running water, salt water, granted. It's got a high amount of sodium in it.
Still less water. That means, like, life forms and shit.
Possible.
Well, still, it's still life forms, more than likely.
Well, yeah, no, it's a possibility. See, the temperature on Mars is some, like, fucking, I'm not a science major, but I think it was, like, some 53 degrees, minus 53 degrees Celsius, which is, like, ridiculously cold. And, maybe it was Kelvin, I don't know. I'm fucking American schooling, I don't know my shit, but...
Oh, a popka.
Yeah. See,
it was most likely Celsius. I'm pretty sure Kelvin is like isn't Kelvin has to do with a certain. I think it's
Kelvin. The numbers would have been a lot higher than like 53. It would have been. I don't know. I don't know my shit. Fucking somebody out there listening is probably screaming at the fucking like I'm not gonna listen to this podcast. Only the second one, and they don't know their science. Fuck off. Not listening to this shit. But the temperature is extremely cold, but the amount of sodium in the water, you know, it kind of lowers the freezing point of the water, so it's able to run. So there is running water, supposedly, on Mars. But that doesn't necessarily mean too much, but the probability for life on Mars goes up a lot, which is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shut up, babe. I'm actually kind of really excited. I've been thinking about this a lot recently just because, like, if we do find, like, other life forms or even, like, other things to, like, study and stuff, like, what does that mean for our future? Like, what does that mean for our adaption?
What does it mean about our past, too?
Yeah, that too. Anunnaki, Anunnaki.
Anunnaki.
Oh, God. Sorry.
I was just talking about this earlier with my father. That's cool that you brought it up.
Yeah. I'll take... I don't know if you watch Rick and Morty or not, but the old grandpa, who's this genius, basically, who moves in between dimensions and all sorts of stuff like that, says to not get caught up by the fact that there's life in outer space, because it really doesn't matter. It's just inevitable, which I think is pretty cool.
I mean, okay, so the
especially
universe...
Especially for Adult Swim cartoon, like, that's fucking deep.
The universe is, like, infinite, right? Mm. And it's expanding, right? So, I mean, we are one speck... In a solar system that is a speck, just a speck in a galaxy, which is one speck in the universe.
Exactly.
Which, like, if you think about the universe in itself, like, how do we know there's even one universe? It's frogs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're recording outside because we don't necessarily have a sound studio. We don't have a sound studio at this point in our production. We're taking it slow. We're recording on my back porch here, but,
Natured shit.
I figured we got the equipment, so, hey, why not start doing this now? Because, you know, diving into it, getting all this equipment set up at once, not a really smart decision, and also, hey, I got the equipment, I wanna fucking do it, so I'm gonna do it. I don't mean the quality's not gonna be the best, but, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, some people just have to get used to conversing and stuff, so...
Yeah, it's all about the content, really.
Yeah, it is.
I definitely feel like conversing is natural. The fact that I'm wearing fucking headphones and talking into a microphone is just a slight variation, and, filling those pauses and silences and keeping it interesting, but hey, that's talent, something to work on, you know?
Exactly. It's a craft of sorts, but with your mouth. Speaking of all this new systems and stuff, are you going to need? I don't have to hold it that close. Are you going to need a?
Yeah, no, definitely glasses? Get that close to it because.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you probably want to hold your own because Haley's holding. The mic stand is too small, and there's two people sharing one mic because, like I said, we're small. I got more mics coming in the mail. Don't hate me, but Haley is holding Matt's mic. Like, they're passing it back and forth. It's.
It's a nice old
orgy. It's okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that had a mic orgy for handling that microphone.
Yeah. So you're going to need eggshell boxes?
Need what?
Egg boxes? You know, cardboard, carton, that, whatever the fuck.
I mean, Chronic was saying, yeah, that'd be an idea, but I don't see where that would come into play.
I mean, you would need a room first, but then all basically you'd have to do is just put them... I mean, you basically could probably get you a room's worth in 2 weeks. That's how much, we go through a lot.
We'll work on it, and if we don't use them, we'll fucking throw them away. But,
yeah,
or
burn them.
Recycle. Recycle. Well, yeah, we could burn them, but recycling. It's for the win.
Yeah.
See, Sound Studios, if you look at Sound Studios, like different podcasts that do, like, video recording and shit, they just hang paper curtains where they have folds every inch or so, and they just put them on the wall, and it dampers the sound. And,
yeah, easy enough.
Yeah, but the thing that mostly I'm concerned about is the...
Yeah.
The table.
Yeah.
The table's one main thing. We're using a little flimsy card table, so the vibrations are easily picked up on. Oh, the wine got me like,
Get it.
Yeah. But yeah, the flimsy card table, the vibrations are kind of traveling pretty easy into the microphone, but with the scissor stand coming, and we'll get a couple pop filters up, and actually the scissor stands have a vibration-resistant stand, like a clip to hold the microphone.
That's
going to reduce it as well, and then like when we like set our drinks down and shit, if we had like a foam pad, and like me, my mouse is on a clipboard, and I'm not sitting it on the table, but if I had it here and I could put the fucking laptop in front of me, like, be a little bit easier, because... when we get more into it, Chronic and I were talking about getting soundboards together, and, you know, it'd be easy to, like, we're deep into a subject, like, we want to know a fact, and, like, none of us are sure.
Be able to look it up real quick.
Yeah, exactly, and not have the fan from the fucking laptop, like, zzzz. And,
once you get the stands, and the mic isn't so close to whatever hard surface it is, it should be a lot better, you know? I think the stands will probably help out a lot.
Most definitely. And if we find, like, some scrap wood, we can build us a frame to just hang the scissor stands and, like, fucking put all this and shit. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll figure it out as time goes on, but, it's really 80% of, 80% of the podcast is content, though, and we've all got interesting things to talk about and say. Because I can't tell you how many times I've sat around and... I'm sorry, what?
No, I said there's a few things that I want to touch up on the podcast and, like, have people, like, leave comments and shit on, like, what they think about those certain subjects so we can touch on it in later podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. One thing, though, that we're going to do is we're going to get 10 or 15 hours down on the podcast and get it fucking, like, together and get it in RSS format. And then once we're there, when it's 10, 15 hours down, 10 or 15 different episodes, because each one we try to do, like, an hour. And once we get them to iTunes, we want to get them all up at once before we start coming out with live podcasts or, like, real-time, like, question and answer and shit.
Yeah, because people are going to want to check out, you know.
Yeah, they want to see multiple shows, and also we want to get in the swing of things before we're promoting ourselves and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And 15 hours gives you time for the same people doing the podcast, so, you know, you're going to get better and better talking to each other and, you know, conversating and, you know.
Exactly, and things, like, will end up flowing better, and we know how to, like... I'm sorry, what?
Oh, he said conversating. That's not a real word.
Conversing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Says the queen of made-up words that can barely talk.
Oh, shots fired. I said...
That's silence right there.
I said conversating for, like... Yeah, he's passing the mic to her, and she's just, like, dead...
And she's just frozen.
She's death-staring, but with, like, the shit-eating grin on her face. It's kind of funny.
It's okay. I just
heard
it's not
going to have. Yeah, see, you're not holding...
That's cool, the mic couldn't hear that.
Yeah,
so,
you're not holding the microphone.
Bang, bang.
So, shots were misfired, kind of like... kind of
like his dick.
Dud rounds. Oh! Oh! Cannon fired! Oh! Now Matt's got that death-eating, the shit-eating grin and death stare. A death-eating grin, that's what I'm going to call it.
Death-eating grin, yes.
Death-eating grin.
Yeah, and there it is. See, getting the flow of passing my mic back and forth.
24 hours a day.
Why don't you both, like, you know, hold hands around the mic and just fight for it? Because
that's gay.
You guys are... You fucking sleep in the same bed.
Still gay.
Okay.
This wine got me some type of way.
You've had like a couple of fucking sips, Jesus Christ.
I'm joking.
Oh, I see Matt's glass. He's towards the bottom. I swear we are not alcoholics. We do not need alcohol. We've recorded a couple of hours of sober conversation, but it just so happens that tonight we are drinking, and it's cool.
I feel like in the morning, we should definitely do one in the morning, because that's when I'm like...
When you're like,
honestly,
I'm gonna be sitting there like rubbing my eyes, like the fuck am I doing this for? Oh, fucking Christ! No, I'm down. If you want to come over in the morning, I'll leave this shit set up overnight.
That'd be badass.
Yeah, tomorrow morning I'm going to be hungover. That's for damn sure. But yeah, hey, dude, if we meet up in the mornings before we go to work, that actually opens up a lot of doors. Like we can get more hours in and shit because you typically don't get off work until 11, 12 o'clock at night, and then Haley is your ride, and she doesn't get off until 1 sometimes. So
like occasionally I won't get out until like 12:30 or like sometimes even like 1 o'clock if it's like that bad, and like it's just like. Such a fucking hassle to do it late at night.
That 9 to 5. Yeah. Or that, you know, 3 to 2 in the morning, whatever fucking shit it is now. 5 to 12. Man, I've worked a couple of 5 to 9s. Those are nice. They're really nice. You just delivering pizzas, so I just drove around.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting you worked for Papa John's for a month?
Yeah, like 2 months. I don't know. Honestly, it was the shortest job I ever worked at, and besides the people trying to tell me what to do, which I fucking hate, it was the best job ever, because I love driving, you know, it didn't, it fucked my back a little bit, because, you know, riding in a car for that long is not good for the spine, but, better than, holding, you know, a rack of balloons that has 20 to 30 pounds of pool.
Are you trying to say something? Like, don't go back to Disney?
I was saying something. until you cut me off there.
Interception. Sorry.
Yeah, we can't have her on our podcast because she's just going to distract us and talk shit.
Well, if she's not
talking... Not that I don't.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. If she wasn't talking shit, one of us would be, that's cool. It's cool that she's doing it, because we can concentrate on the main subjects while she's just there like, hey, fuck you. We don't have to do that, so... we all like that. We're all, like, peace-loving individuals, except for we're all fucking dicks.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Peace and love. Fuck you.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you with your fucking hate. Get the fuck out of here and love somebody. Ugh.
Get away with that negative energy, you asshole.
Right? What was that thing on Facebook that was like, not all spiritual people are positive? Like, fuck out of here while I'm balancing these fucking energies.
Yeah.
I posted one.
It was like, I'm trying every day to be less of an asshole. Baby steps, fuck you.
No, I found that.
Forgetting. It'll be a lot easier when I get these other mics in, and like I got like four scissor stands coming, so we could all just sit back and have our own fucking mic. I'm not too sure about the quality of the. I ordered somebody was selling used mics, and they have two dynamic mics with the quarter inch plugs that we need. And I ordered two of them. But he's selling two of them, and the total price was like $11. So I'm kind of like, yeah, they're used. He could possibly just need the money and be selling them cheap. But, man, fuck, that's a little too cheap, you know? So, when I get them, I'll check the quality, and if anything, I'll run up to, like, Sam Ash or something, and I'll get another couple of mics. It's gotten to the point where I'm just like, look, I'm gonna make money off this either way. This is my passion. I love sitting and like talking and raising awareness about different things. So I'm just gonna fucking drop whatever on it and make it work, because that's what I do. Make things work.
If you ever need like a camera or anything that's like a little bit more higher quality, let me know and I will let you borrow mine.
A camera?
Yeah, like the digital camera that I have, the really nice quality one.
And it records video? Could I hook it up to my computer and simultaneously record audio and video at the same time?
More than likely, if you have a certain cord for it, I think.
Like mount it at an angle to where it has all of us on it, so we could all just...
Yeah, have tripods, too, if you need those.
Yeah. No, I'm totally down for that. It might take me a minute to figure it out. I was thinking about buying a GoPro or something and setting it up to where when we do the podcast, we can do a video podcast and audio podcast at the same time and...
I just need to send Chani her photography pictures before I forget, so that way I can put the SD card back in there, and then you can borrow it whenever. The only thing that's wrong with it is the battery pack is, like, a little loose, but that's it. Like, I'm about to get it fixed, like, in a few months.
Yeah, it'd be cool to play around with for a day or two to see what we can come up with. One thing that I want to do with the podcast also, on top of video, is I want to get it set up to where we can do a slideshow, like a PowerPoint slideshow, and have that, like, do a video pod. Like, right now, it's just audio. We're in the phase of audio because, you know, we got nothing to fucking show. We're not, like, we're just a couple of people sitting on my back porch on wicker chairs with microphones. It's not, like, fucking...
I mean, they could always stare at my pretty face, but Matt wouldn't like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is helpful to get a female on the
podcast. I'm pretty sure Dolan's prettier than you, but okay.
That headband, though. Nah. It's kind of suiting.
Am I wearing one? I haven't been wearing it all day. I forgot that I put one on like an hour ago. I just...
Where are you?
It does help to have a female on the podcast because people are more likely to pay attention. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, Matt. You're just going to have to... it's cool. 5%. 5%. Right now, 5% of zero is still zero, sir. But, I mean, we'll keep it going. It's cool because, like, these are the podcasts that, like, nobody's gonna fucking listen to until, like, we've got, like, some couple thousand followers, and then they go back and look at the origins.
Oh my god, I have these vintage podcasts, man.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, whoa, they started fucking raw. Yeah. That's
cool. Black-rimmed glasses.
All of them are gonna claim, like, man, I was listening to, the Good Clean Talks before anybody else was. What? I'm cooler than you.
If Austin's listening to this, you're welcome.
Who?
Austin Riley.
You're not talking into the microphone.
Austin Riley. He listens to the podcast, like, all the time. He was showing me shit, like, on our road trip and everything. Like,
what's up, Austin?
And shit. Yeah.
Shout-outs.
The fuck was that?
Yeah, it was a cockroach that just flew your way. It flew. It straight up, like, left the palmetto bug or something. I don't know. Some type of, you threw the microphone on the ground. Now I have to talk and fill the silence until you fucking pick it up. Pick up the microphone where the roach grows on it, because you don't want that to, oh, now the roach is on the microphone. See, look what you did, Haley. Picked, oh, now you're running away from the microphone. Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's a cord there. You could just pick it up by the cord. Come on. It ran that way. You're alright. So that reminds me of a story. Back here one time. Last summer, or was it last summer? I don't know. My memory is not the best. I was,
It's a palmetto bug. It's okay.
Haley doesn't like roaches.
I don't like bugs, okay? Like, yep. I love nature and shit, but things that crawl on me, I
nature
don't like
and
it.
Shit. Nature and shit.
Well.
He's the man who uses nigga in, like, every...
Hey, if you're gonna talk into the microphone.
Yeah.
I can't, I literally, with these big-ass headphones,
he's reading lips over here.
I can't hear you.
He's reading lips over here. I have a full pack right there.
Well.
Anyways, roaches, flying and shit, fucking shit up.
That reminds me of the story. I'm not going to tell the whole story, because I'll probably tell it eventually on this podcast, because I like telling my tripping stories, but,
so. We don't actually do any drugs.
They don't. I do.
Not all of them. We don't do all of them at once or anything like that.
No, I don't do all of the drugs at once.
I do.
So, I don't know how long ago it was. It was like last summer. And I was out here. I was tripping with some people. Chilling with some people. And we were on like some crazy ass weird research chemical. I don't know what it was.
Was I there?
No.
Oh.
And we were out here, and I was playing chess with Chronic, and Chronic, for you listeners out there, you'll meet him in a podcast or two. He's a regular. We recorded two episodes with him in it, but like we were saying at the beginning of the podcast, it didn't record right.
Got a little feedbacky.
Yeah, it didn't work out. But so I'm playing chess with Chronic, and there's two other people there. Yankee's one of them, and you'll meet him as well. And, I was, looking for my water. Okay, well, I gotta, so, this whole trip, I'm, like, joking, like, I'm going to spear a cockroach, because you know when you're tripping and you're really still, the cockroaches come out, like, they don't sense movement, so they're like...
Yeah. That's the only time they'll really move or do anything, yeah.
So they come out, so I'm like, you know when you're tripping, you get really still, and the cockroaches come out, and, I'm joking. I'm holding, like, a fucking spear. I had this little metal rod in my hand. I held it in my lap the whole time. I'm joking. Like, okay, so when everything gets really quiet and still and the cockroaches come out, I'm going to spear one of them just to do it.
Catch the fly. Catch the fly.
I came over the next day and you told me about that. Hilarious.
Probably. So we're playing chess and, I had, like, just set my water down before we started playing chess, and, like, we get into the game gets, you know, heated. It's like, what do I move? Do I move my pawn? Do I move my rook? What? Oh, no, I'm gonna move my queen. Yeah, fuck you. You know, we're sitting there, but it's all, like, quiet. We're all just kind of, like, slowly stroking our chin, staring at the board, like,
And, decisions.
Yeah.
While tripping.
Yeah, and I'm difficult. Like, where did my water go? And, I can't find it, so I get up, I go on my house, and I get another cup of water and come back out, because I couldn't fucking find it. I looked around for it, and I'm, like, not finding it. And I come back out, I get another water, like, 2-3 moves pass by, and, I'm sitting there staring at the board, right? And, like, I go take a sip of my water, and, like, I look to my left, and as if it was there, it was there the whole time, but I didn't see it. And I pick up the other glass of water, like, whoa. I found my other water, and I'm holding both waters in my hands. Like, one hand has one cup of water, one hand has the other cup of water, right? And the spear is in my lap, right? And a cockroach comes out of fucking nowhere, goes onto the chessboard, and stops.
Taunting you.
And I'm just standing there with both hands in the air, full of water, like, looking at the cockroach. Like, I want to spear you in the gut right now.
There's no way. He had you cornered. He had to move to put down the water.
I've got I've got the metal rod in my lap, but I can't, like...
He's playing chess with you.
I've got to put down both of the waters to grab the rod, to be able to, with one hand, put the force behind it, the other hand to aim, to spear the cockroach, and I'm like, no, no. At that moment, I realized why cockroaches have lived longer than humans and will outlive humans.
Because they're fucking smart.
Yeah, they are.
They're actually fucking smart.
They're fucking genius creatures.
They don't have brains. It's just running through their whole body.
Yeah, they, like, live off of this weird cosmic energy that fucking can survive a nuclear fucking bomb. You microwave a cockroach, it will fucking live.
Yep.
Anyway, that's crazy. My story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty badass. Yeah, I have a special plate. I like insects. I hate insects at the same time, but I believe that, you know, like, I think smaller animals like that, smaller
insects
like that, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Yeah, creatures like that are connected to, they basically have like a sort of hive mind thing going on where,
yeah,
you know, they are smart, but they don't have a brain where they're not processing things. They're moving and doing things without thinking about it, but it's because, you know, they're connected to a different type of energy.
I feel
like the same type of energy, but just more connected to it because they don't have a bunch of thoughts crossing through their fucking head all the time.
I feel like humans have a connection to that hive mind as well, but it's a little bit different for us because we have a lot of our own mind as well. We have a lot of our own individual thoughts, but I definitely feel like we have access to that hive mind. Not necessarily the cockroach's hive mind, but like our own species has their own kind of hive mind, if you will.
I feel like the only reason why cockroaches and like other insects are like looked down upon is just because they look different, and I feel like the reason why they're smarter and stuff is because they don't have that instinct of just killing things that they don't like. They like.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, you're gonna have to repeat that.
I said, like, I feel like they're smarter because they don't have that instinct to just, like, kill on will. Like, they don't, like, just look at something that's, like, crawling on them and, like, think that they're different and they just kill it like we do. Like, they have a more peaceful mindset, so, like, in a way, they are a better being than us.
So what about spiders? Anything that gets caught in the spider's trap? The spider.
Okay, before we go on to spiders or anything else discussing.
Looking for, like, food and stuff. That's not, like, because they're scared or
I see what you're saying.
I guarantee you, if you put in a small room a million cockroaches, they would fucking take over everything without no remorse. They would colonize as soon as they can, which is basically every living organism does the same thing. It's just like other things look smaller to us, so it's harder for us to sort of grasp what's going, you know, how they're working. But if a giant being was seeing a bunch of humans walking around, they'd probably think we were doing the same exact thing, you know?
Yeah, it's all
just like, you know, Joe Rogan flying over Los Angeles.
He was saying that how the
bacteria.
Yeah, we look like a fucking virus. And
yeah.
That's what we are, a bacteria,
yeah.
Virus, or whatever, and we're just colonizing, fucking taking over, you know? The most populated areas look fucking cancerous. That's what we are. We're a cancer.
Yeah, but it's also like if you saw a pristine desert type of thing, and then you saw this giant fucking termite hill coming out of it, and that looks sort of like a tumor, too, but, you know, it's intricate. It's, you know, they're smart, and it's, you know, there's... It's a duality type thing.
It's all perspective.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What type of where are you looking from?
You know? If you're looking at it like it's a negative thing, you're gonna see these little things crawling everywhere and fucking destroying shit. But if you're looking for the positive things out, you're gonna see how intricate their buildings are and little fucking minuscule creatures are.
When you put things like that, I mean, yeah, it's a matter of what perspective, like what size you're looking from, because size is all also relative. If you're looking from a larger perspective or a smaller perspective, are you asking to use the restroom? Yeah, you go for it. Just when you open the door, lift up on it so it doesn't make sound. Yeah, my family's in there sleeping, so. But yeah, I mean, size is one thing, but also which perspective you're looking from in terms of peace and love, or
negative, positive,
yeah,
peace,
negative,
love,
positive,
that whole,
exactly.
Yeah,
because you could look at the same thing as a cancer as you can as this wonderful progression. Like humans have progressed to the point where you can build these tall skyscrapers and put a bunch of people into it and do good and like humanitarian work or
yeah,
you know,
it's
business.
All, it's all meaningless on
it's
a,
all,
on a big scale, but to that creature, to that being, this whole creativity thing we have is more important than anything else, and that's, you know, that's the same thing. That's cool. I've never really, even talking about it, I've never really thought about it like that. Or at least just not often.
So that's the thing about, like, having opinions and fucking points of view, is that It's all relative. And when you understand that, it's very difficult to hold an argument, because when somebody speaks and they're like, no, it's this way, you look at them like,
It's, you can try other people's, that's a pretty hard thing to get around, rather than just being like, Canadians, I agree with you too. Everyone agrees with each other.
They bump into you and you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
But, I think that'll probably always be there until maybe however amount of time has to pass until we kind of phase into a different way of thinking about, thinking about these things.
We're
not even thinking at all, kind of living things differently or, however you want to describe it.
I don't think humans will ever be able to move beyond our conscious thoughts.
I believe that too.
I think that's one thing that sets us apart, and that if we're going to evolve, I feel like that might be one thing that increases to happen, is that our thoughts continue to be individualized. But at the same time, it also takes kind of a realization that we are a part of one collective consciousness. Like Carl Jung said, the collective unconscious. Like, there are certain things about humans, like certain archetypes. Like the fact that we all look at the sun is symbolic for a certain thing, the moon is symbolic, and archetypes,
And the same types of stories will be told, mm-hmm. And yeah.
You got your hero, your villain, and it's just fucking universal throughout human history. We've got, multiple. I don't know how many archetypes are in Jung's theory.
I feel like I didn't mean to cut you off, but this might be changing the subject a little bit, but if there is a civilization out there of smart people that, not smart people, but smart beings, mm-hmm. That don't live in the sort of duality type of thing that we all go through, then they'd basically probably just seem like robots to us, and they would be focusing from one task to the next altogether, and then just moving from that to that to that to that,
Have you ever heard of Bashar?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
But for the listeners, Bashar is it's this dude. I don't remember the dude's name.
Yeah, he's
the guy. His name isn't important, but it's this human that he channels this entity called Bashar, who he claims that is a part of his part of, like, how you have like past life, future lives, all these things, but time is all relative. It's just another one, another extension of the branch of his oversoul. It's another incarnation that he's simultaneously living in,
that he hasn't experienced but will experience at some point.
Our timeline, he's in the future, but it could, for his soul, could have been in the past. It's difficult to wrap your mind around as humans. But,
if you've read up about it and been obsessed about it over a year or so, which
I definitely spent a lot of time on Bashar, but he's the channel is an entity from another planet, and it's a more advanced planet, and he's like what you're talking about, like with the, they just know, like they're everything is different. Their reproductive systems are different. Their knowledge, their ways about their everyday life.
Yeah, you take away doubt and things like that, but you also take away things like dreaming and shit, like, having goals. There's no point for any of that, because they just are moving along. They're just going.
I don't think we would ever understand that. We don't understand that, but when an entity like that channels and comes into contact with humans, they can give us fucking answers that we've been pondering over forever. And I don't know if the channel
but
thing...
But it's how long that we're actually... We can hear an answer, but it might always... How long does that answer stick with us? Because most of it's pretty... it's hard to wrap your head around.
Reaching for this bottle of wine here. I definitely feel like there's a certain... When I hear things, when I hear people that claim to have answers and shit, there's a couple of filters that I go through in my mind, but the number one thing that I look for is resonance. Like, does what this person is saying resonate with me? And I feel like that's on a spiritual level. Do I know this to be true? Does my oversoul, does my higher self know this to be true? And if it resonates, then I feel like it becomes knowledge for me. It just becomes something that me and this body, this physical brain, knows from that point forth. What do you have to say, Haley?
I'm trying to formulate it without, like, stuttering or slurring or anything like that.
Well, just talk. Don't think about it.
Well, I don't know. Whenever it comes to, like, entities and stuff like that, like, I don't really see it as, like, a one being or, like, a certain thing where it comes down to, like it being higher or anything like that. Like I don't believe in like higher beings or anything like that. Like I think it's more equivalency. Like things may be different from
when I say higher self, I'm not talking about higher beings. Yeah, definitely things are different, but yeah, no, that's the audio device. And to the laptop, yeah, go for it. There's a around back of the fan unit. There's a couple of USB plugs that are free. I'm sorry, Haley.
That's cool.
I definitely feel like there's no like the higher self is when you're in this life, you're not in the spiritual realm. So you're like the lower. You don't have access to the higher information. So when I say higher being,
yeah.
I mean more like being that has access to higher information. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. I still think that, like, just because something has, like, a higher information, or, like, knows more, like, it doesn't mean, like, it's better or anything like that. I just want to make that clear. Like, it doesn't mean that it's, like, completely and utterly, like, there's no such thing as, like, perfect or anything like that. Like, I feel like saying, like, higher being or anything like that, like, I feel like it shouldn't be, like, it shouldn't be talked about, like, that way.
Well, no. When I say that they have the answers, I'm not saying that they're a higher being. I'm saying that they have answers. Like, they know things that we don't, you know. We live a more subjective experience than they do, perhaps. Like, we have a very, like, especially in this earth and this time, we've got a very, very unique experience here because we've got very large population, we've got a certain amount of technological advances to where we're all interconnected physically, like we can share information, and it's just this crazy thing we got going on here, but we only see it from the angle that we've got to look from. You know, other cultures or other planets or other beings, if there may, is fucking crazy talk, but, you know, they might not have that. It's just like the soul has a choice when it wants to incarnate in a body. What does it want to experience? And this is just an experience. This is a possible experience that, you know, the soul needs to learn. It's what I believe anyway, that I don't think that there's anything better or worse about anything. Like, I feel like an old soul can incarnate in a human body in the 21st century, or it can incarnate in a fucking, like, whatever race this Bashar person or fellow or entity we're talking about, whatever planet he lives on is one of them. You know, it's just fucking, It can be anywhere, but it's about what the soul needs to learn and this individual's progression. I don't think any society is better than any other. They just have a different thing to offer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's true.
And you want to be like right up on, yeah, sorry. Yeah, because I can't.
Yeah, I know. I think when it comes to term, like, it's really hard to even say. There's definitely truth, and then there's, you know, and then there's not truth. That definitely exists out there, but I feel like right, wrong, like you were saying, it doesn't really exist. And, like, right and wrong, like, that's probably one of the hardest things for people to accept once I passed the age of 20, I was looking for the reason, you know? I wanted a reason. And the reason was there was no fucking reason.
it's easy to accept.
That's one of the hardest things. Yeah, it's hard to accept. It was hard for me to accept, but then there's also, you know, you can view it in a positive way.
It's easier in a way because if you think that there is a reason, then you're going to spend your whole life looking.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just easier to just accept this or that, you know. It's allowance, acceptance, and not such a burning curiosity because even, like, such a, you know, curiosity can be a double-edged sword. It can be good or bad, but a burning curiosity, it's fucking, make no mistake, it's still burning. You got that burning inside of you, and that's not always good.
If you chase something that you can't find the answers to, it will kill you. Like, if you, like, spend so much time trying to find answers rather than just enjoy life, you're just going to end up dead and, like, alone and, like, lonely and depressed.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there, like Einstein, for example, that didn't give a shit about being lonely or depressed. He loved it that much that he didn't care.
Introverts.
And just, like, how you think that it's worth it to go your life and live your life and be happy and have fun experiences and love your family, etc. There are people out there that have that same exact feeling that you have, but towards intellectual answers, space, all sorts of stuff like that, which, you know, at the end of their life, that maybe they didn't learn shit, but maybe they weren't really trying to. Maybe they just wanted to they had a passion for it. I think if you have a burning about something, yeah, it can be, you can, there's obsessive.
Double-edged.
If you're obsessive, yeah, exactly. You can still, it could be bad, you know? Like, I've actually been there with cooking before where I just wanted to put my whole life into it, and I saw everything else crumble around me.
Matt's a cook. He's a chef.
Yeah, chef life.
Maddie, sorry.
Hashtag chef life. But if it's if it's a passion that you have, yeah, it's funny because I hate people who do that.
Every time I hashtag a bunch of stuff, I always like end it with like hashtags suck. Hashtags are dumb.
Yeah.
Hashtags are dumb. If you search it, you'll find my posts.
Yeah. Although I do kind of, I like the idea because it gets your shit out there. But there's some people where it's like, let me put 50 hashtags
like
on this shit.
If you're talking about like politics or something, you're like hashtag Ben Carson, hashtag Donald Trump. Ugh, I feel dirty every time I mention Trump. Yeah. Fucking ignore that. But
yeah.
Like hashtag this, hashtag that. If it's like a popular issue that you want your voice to be heard on, yeah, that's one thing. But when you're like,
if you're selling soap and you know you kind of want to get
hashtag
that out
no filter.
I'm just throwing this out there. If Donald Trump wins this year, I'm gonna be fucking pissed because.
Wait, so you weren't here. Well, nobody was fucking. I guess we recorded a podcast where we got in depth talking about Donald Trump, but it'll never get posted because we kind of fucked up on the recording. The thing about Donald Trump is, I feel like he's only popular because of people talking about him. Positive, negative, whatever.
Yeah, publicity just, will, like, do anything for you.
Exactly. But the thing about polls are actually collected by Landline.
Haley's mom actually said this. She said, you know what would be fucking awesome is if at the end of this, and say he did get, even if he didn't get president, he got a decent amount of votes, if he was just like, seriously, America, and like, you know, was basically like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys to, like, give me this? And I was like, dude, that would be, that I would vote for him for president if he did that, honestly. I'd be like, yeah, you can be president. You're smart as shit and sarcastic as fuck. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, my whole life has been an act. I'm not really
his whole life, but at least the fucking presidential campaign.
Seriously.
Like, yeah.
I'm racist. I built my whole campaign around the fact that I can build a wall. Come on, America. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Like, wise up, motherfucker.
Well, it's also the fact that he sounds like an idiot when he talks, and he's just, I can't believe, I can't.
Okay, so, Donald Trump.
Simpsons predicted this, actually, like, in 2000, like, they had an episode about him running for president.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Dave Chappelle predicted a black president, he was right, so.
Well.
Yeah.
You throw enough shit at the wall, something will stick, but make no mistake, your wall is still covered in shit.
Mm-hmm.
To quote Scooby's Pip. Matt's gonna go pee. He will be taking a leave of absence. Sorry. The wine got me messing up my consonants and vowels slightly. See, I
had one left, so I put it in mine.
I was gonna make a point, but I, fucking chaos is ensuing at the moment.
The empty one? Yeah.
Just get up and go. Do something. Filling the silence is difficult. Blah.
Enjoy the silence.
Haley, what's going on? You're like, what was I fucking talking about? I had a decent point to
Donald
make.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know
politics,
that.
Politics. And then...
Politics. Okay, so Donald Trump, I respect the man, look up to him in some lights. I mean, by far, he's smarter than
not. Successful. Like, I'll give him that.
Exactly. And me, with my business mind, like, there's actually a book written by Robert Kiyosaki, one of my heroes, who wrote the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And, he talks about being successful and the elements of success and what it takes and what it calls for and how to invest and the principles of investment and all that. He actually co-wrote a book with co-wrote a book with him, because I feel like he did a lot of the writing, but Donald Trump was in on it, and, maybe Donald Trump just wrote the preface for it. I don't know. I have to look into that. I listened to some of the audiobook, but, it wasn't either of them. It wasn't either
audiobooks.
Of them. Yeah, it wasn't either of them reading it on the audiobook, so, I don't know. But, I'll get around to reading it. But they have, Trump and Kiyosaki, but we're talking about Trump here. He has some really good ideas, and he knows how to be successful. I mean, he's fucking one of the richest people in America.
It doesn't mean he's a good person, but exactly, he is still successful.
He's not somebody to lead the country. I feel like just because you're good at business doesn't mean you're going to be good at running the country.
Exactly. Like, that's the reason why I tell people, like, stick with your J job, because there's things that you may think that you're good about or good with, but whenever it comes to, like, trying to go further than that, just don't try, dude. Like, you just stay where you're at. Like, I just want you to complain about everybody else.
I feel like Trump is, he's sat at the top of a tower for so long, and he's controlled it for so long that he's become incredibly comfortable in this tower that he's created. And he created this tower, mind you, from pushing his comfort zone, expanding, becoming greater than what he was comfortable with, and just, you know, like, pushing his boundaries until he got to the very top, and he keeps expanding, but at the same time, he's still around the same people and the same organizations, and they all look up to him, and they're like, oh, yes, sir, Trump, yes, sir. And, you know, he got to this point where, like, he hit the top, and he stayed at the top, but then he got bored with it, you know? It's like, hey, how do I push this further? How do I expand out of my comfort zone even more? And he's just so successful that he became the prime Republican candidate, or the prime, candidate for the Republican Party. And that's fucking great. You push yourself out of your boundaries that much.
I've been doing that a lot recently, actually.
I feel like pushing your boundaries and getting out of your comfort zone is good. And mad respect to him for running. Mad respect for him to where he's at now.
Yeah.
But
I think would never vote for him.
After a certain point, especially for the country, here's where it falls on the American people, is that other people have to support him. And fucking, did you know that only 47% of the people that are registered to vote in the primary elections?
Only 47.
Or only 47. So if you're a registered Republican or a registered Democrat, only 47% of those. I think, I learned this just today, so my statistics might not be perfect, but only 47% of the people vote in the primaries that are registered to vote.
No, I think my mom told me about that, yeah.
It's not very much higher of a percentage of the people that are registered to vote that actually vote in the presidential elections. I mean, think about that. Like, fucking, and the thing about Trump being ahead in the polls is that, when they collect information for polls, they call landlines. Like household landlines, and that completely takes out an entire demographic of young people. Like, we don't, like, we're 23, 24.
And people, you know, age 30 and under.
No, yeah, we don't have landlines.
We don't have landlines. We have cell phones, and
oh,
most of the time, like, people don't, like, try to contact people's cell phones because that, like, it's supposed to do something with, like, it's a personal, like, phone, so you can't, like, contact somebody on, like, their personal phone. You're only supposed to contact people for, like, campaigns and stuff on landlines. Like, I don't think people are supposed to call your cell phone unless, like, you register for that.
That's what social media is for.
There needs to be, like, an online, enter your social security number, or, people are uncomfortable with that, but enter something that proves who you are online once, and then pick who you're going to vote for, and do like a pre-vote, just so they get a good statistic of it. But the big thing
what they need to start doing is, you know, something that Republicans have been fighting against for over 20 years now, is just making it a fucking national holiday when we have the day, you know, election day.
Exactly, the fucking hardworking people, the 9-to-5ers, when the fucking election day is on like a Monday or some shit.
The young people working at night, you know, like, and the fact that they
shut
make it...
Shut everything down,
yeah,
and let
everything.
People go and vote.
Exactly. National holiday where everything is closed, dude.
Yeah, if they don't have anything else to do,
with a whole day off and everyone else having a day off, you can, when you normally shouldn't have that day off, that's the whole point, is that you can make time for it right then and there. Mm-hmm. You're going to go grocery shopping on Thursday, we'll give you a national holiday on Tuesday, so you can go get that shit done.
You can actually, do the ballot by mail. Say you're going to be out of town, they'll mail it to you, and you can fucking fill out your ballot and mail it in.
That's cool. I still bet there's a lot of... it being safe, yeah, that's one thing, but also the amount of restrictions that they like to put on things like that that make it easier to vote, because that's the biggest thing with Democrats, is that, you know, a lot of young kids vote Democrat, basically. You know, a lot of them don't know what the fuck they're voting for. They're like, yeah, President Obama, he's going to change, he's going to do all this, so yeah, Yeah, they're a little, you know, young-minded, but they still have the right to vote.
The thing about fucking Democrats is that, yeah, socially they make sense, and by all means, like, I'm all pro-life, yeah, but I see, pro-choice, rather, and fucking...
But I see, I definitely see the side of Republican, I definitely see why, the Republican, the idea, I totally am behind. You work hard, and you fucking, well, you, yeah,
exactly.
You deserve
that's
shit
the principle
if you work hard.
Of economically, Republicans make more sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Socially, Democrats make more sense. Yeah. Where is the fucking middle? Where is it?
And it's hard to find the middle when you have when you have each side blowing. All they do is focus on the negatives of the other side and blow it out of proportion. Like people saying, "Oh, I got people on welfare. That's where all our money's going." Okay, bullshit. But
like
I can definitely
about,
see how you could believe
this
that.
Thing about Planned Parenthood, where they're fucking bitching about government money going to supporting abortions. When Planned Parenthood doesn't get their money from the government to do abortions, the money that comes from the government, they do like fucking STD screenings and you know, women's health thing. Like, they do really good things with that. The abortion money, I think they source that elsewhere, but I'm not too informed on that.
I don't think it should be about Democrats versus Republicans. I think it should just be like everybody voting everybody's voting for something that would be beneficial for not only themselves but for those around them.
That's what
like
we
I don't
do
think
as
that
country,
everybody
yeah.
should yeah, I don't think everybody should be so selfish about it. Like, I don't think you should put Democrats versus Republicans mostly because that's not going to change anything. That's just going to put you against somebody.
Well, that's
you
why
you should just go for something that like you like.
That's why I like Carson, because Carson was third party until he converted to Republicans, because you're fucking third party's not going to make it, you know. But that's unfortunate.
That's only because nobody's informed about it. Like, nobody realizes that independent parties do exist, and they do have...
The thing about independent parties is that you have to look really, really hard at the person that's running in the independent party to see
that's
which
only because people are
side of the spectrum,
change.
Like, left, right, where they fall. It's a lot harder to interpret that. If you're a Republican, the masses feel more comfortable looking at Republicans like, oh, that's right-wing, and feel more comfortable looking at Democrats like, oh, that's left-wing. When they don't realize, like, Obama, he's been called a socialist many times, and people are like, oh, fuck you, socialist, but Obama is very central left-wing.
Because that's the beautiful part about social media, and the bad part is that, you know, it gives you this sense that you're getting facts right to your face. You don't have to go on a website, you don't have to fact check it, you don't gotta look it up. That's what a lot of people think anyways, and I feel like that's probably the biggest part about it.
That's what's called media literacy.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
don't understand that shit.
Yeah, because there's, you know, you could talk shit all day if you're, say, you're a Democrat calling Republicans stupid as fuck all day for backing people who say that Planned Parenthood is taking their money when you know that you fact check it and it's not true.
But
there's so many instances where you're for an issue and you're a Democrat and you haven't fact-checked an issue and you're talking a bunch of shit about it and you actually realize that you're wrong about it.
You gotta look up, no matter what, if you're a Republican, Democrat, you gotta look into both sides.
Exactly.
Because if you're a fucking hardcore Democrat, there could very well be a Republican that is running for the primary that, like, represents everything you believe except for maybe one thing. And the chances of you finding one politician that represents everything that you believe, slim to none. And one thing that scares me, speaking about what I was saying a second ago about Obama being accused of being a socialist and shit, is that he's far from a socialist. He's very central left-wing. Like, he's central on the left side of the left centrist is what they call it.
Socialism
but
is such a
Bernie,
stupid term for that. Like,
Bernie Sanders is the guy that's coming up on the primaries. That's the head of Hillary Clinton now. He is a self-proclaimed socialist. He's very far extreme left-wing, and people are like, yeah, Democrats, yeah, far left. But people don't understand the way the Constitution, the way the country was set up, is for centralists.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Just like you hate far-right Democrats that are very strict in their ways, you know, a far-right Republican stuck in their ways, you know, how stubborn they are, hard-headed they are about their issues. It's the same exact thing that you're dealing with a far-left Democrat. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, it's tyrants, almost.
She's a liberal, and, like, everybody hates
her. You're talking about your mother, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, because the microphone wasn't.
Sorry. I'm trying to adjust it right now.
Yeah.
But, no, like, my mom's a liberal, and I've always been raised around that, but at the same time, she's still to the point of where, like, she'll let me choose things on my own, but it still has to meet her standards. And it's so fucking confusing to work around that. Like, I don't know if anybody else that's listening is like that, but just let people be themselves. Let people,
like, it's just, like, all about, like, respecting other people's boundaries and everything like that. Like, if you have an opinion, I respect that, but don't get to the point of where you're insulting somebody just because of their beliefs or anything like that.
There's a line between insulting somebody about their beliefs and presenting them with logic. Like, hey, look, you're either going to look at this or not, and if you're a logical person who's willing
to
listen,
that's what the two fucking parties should be. Illogical and logical, because that'd be a much better, because I know exactly how her mom is, and you know, she's all for everything democratic, socialist, and liberal. Basically, she's all for that, but she, you know, okay, yeah, Fox News, fucking most of their shit sucks.
Fox.
Okay, most of their shit sucks. Okay, but at the same time, if something came out on there, for the most part, I'm going to be like, nah, it's bullshit, it's fake, whatever.
I would not trust, like, Fox has gotten to the point where it's so, like, ridiculous that I cannot trust this.
I know.
I don't even watch it, because I watched it, like, twice, and they're like, as soon as the sperm touches the egg, that woman needs to preserve that life, because it is life, and by the way, marijuana will kill you.
Yeah, but she hates Fox News, and she's like, I can't, you know, refuses to watch anything on it, which we're the same way, but then also just basically, she bases all of her opinions on
the
Republicans
opposition.
Based off of that, which which is ignorance.
Yeah, Republicans have a lot to say that aren't fucking Fox News. Fox News is way too biased. If you want to hear Republicans, fucking go watch a full entire rerun of the Republican primary from 2015, because they all spoke, and if you listen closely, like, you see all these Republicans doing their tours and giving their speeches and shit, but in the primary where all of the all the candidates are debating with each other, you see, like, okay, so take Trump, for instance. Donald Trump, he's very egotistical and very out there and very, like, I don't care what you say, and he's got the perfect response to everything. You listen to him in the primary, In the debate, and he's for the first hour or so he's like that, but then for the other 2 hours he's very docile. He doesn't have a lot more to say, and he gets some questions, and he's like, well, I don't have a lot to say about that.
Probably because he doesn't really, like, go past anything that he's not informed on, like. A lot of the problems that we've been
and we,
like,
need somebody that's informed on things.
Exactly. Like, I wanted to bring this up earlier, but to all the listeners out there, like, stay informed, get your facts straight, and don't judge something, like, so quickly. Like, that's pretty much what's ruining this whole debate, and anything that involves politics, the only thing that ruins it is just because, like, there's so many people out there that can't be as informed as you should be. Like, a lot of, like, like, people just immediately take, like, exactly what Matt said, like, people will look at something on Facebook or whatever and just immediately, like, agree to it without actually checking up on, like, the facts and stuff. And, like, that's the problem, is, like, everyone's too scared to get out of their comfort zone and research things that everybody needs to be informed about. And that's a big problem that we have, is just, like, nobody's as informed as they should be. A lot of this generation and the past generations have just become very lazy and just immediately go with whatever. And, like, that's causing a lot of problems with, like, this whole debate, because, like, if you're not informed about something, just like the 47% only vote, like,
so
that's just because I'm not informed
about myself. But mainly watching the debate, and then I followed in the candidates that I liked from the debate that had, like, they could defend themselves and they had logical things to say. There were two in the Republican debate that I liked. That was Rand Paul and Ben Carson. Rand Paul is very constitutionalist, like how the country is supposed to be set up, but after, like, federalism took its fucking toll, and after the Depression, things kind of changed with the government. It's kind of hard to shift backwards like that. We're already shifted in a direction, but states' rights is very important, but it's kind of hard to kind of extreme to go there. But I definitely think if he were to be president that some good things would happen. But Ben Carson, he's actually a medical doctor, and he had some really wise things to say about this country and some really good ideas, and I definitely favor him. If I had to vote Republican, I would definitely vote for him, but I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't. Speaking of being informed, that's I haven't looked up shit.
Do that. Get there.
Yeah.
do your part. This has been a very political podcast, at least for the past half hour, 25 minutes or so. Yeah, well, hopefully people haven't... I feel like
we talked about aliens and politics. I'm cool with that.
Aliens and politics.
Aliens, interdimensional beings, what it means to know universal truths, and then politics.
Wait till we get into the fabric of time itself.
Yeah. What is time?
Universe. What is something, and how can there be something without nothing? What is nothing, and how can there be nothing without something?
Good clean talks,
yo. This is Dolan signing out.
Alright, guys. This is Maddie.
This is Haley. Peace.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you so much. And although this is our second official podcast, we recorded about 3 hours prior to this. And we're in the swing of things, that's for damn sure. But thank you for listening so much. We appreciate you guys. And check out goodcleangoods.com for some really good natural handmade soap. It's fucking great for your skin, great for your face. You got acne and stuff like that. It's not going to, I legally cannot say that it will help with your acne.
Check out my, my food truck business soon.
I can say that, my soap is not, it's not what they're selling you over the counter. It's not like Axe and shit like that, which has some chemicals in it that aren't great for you. I don't know. Definitely look up natural soap.
There's rats in your deodorant.
It's great. Yeah, there's weird shit everywhere. If you can get yourself like natural handmade shit anywhere, it's not going to help with your acne legally. Yeah, I still have acne and I use my soap, so I can't like, you know.
Your skin has cleared up a lot though.
I got shit that pops up on my shoulders and my arms and shit from sweat. But that's honestly from wearing a shirt when you get those little sweat pimples that pop. But yeah, I'm not a dermatologist. I just fucking make soap, and it's good soap. I use all natural shit.
First rule about Fight Club. Sorry.
Recently, I started experimenting with fragrance oils, but it's all on my website. You can see which ones have fragrance oils and which ones don't. Get the ones that don't have fragrance oils, the ones that have like natural essential oils. I mean, buy the fragrance oils, because I'm not fucking selling them, because, whatever. It's natural except for the fragrance oils, but buy the one with essential oils, it's all natural. And, lavender, it's very calming. Greek yogurt lavender, it's great. Fucking check out my buddy's band, Perch the Lion. That's Yankee. He'll be on a podcast. He was on the last one. He'll be on future podcasts as well. Perch the Lion, they're based out of Deltona, Florida.
I have a friend also who has a band, A Hero's Fate. His name's Brian Keith Frank.
Well,
he's an
him.
Awesome dude, and just follow him on Facebook,
no, don't
Twitter, etc.
Fuck that dude.
She totally do that, though.
No, don't.
He's pretty awesome.
No, don't listen.
You'll never hear him talk one time on this podcast. Please do not go do that.
No, don't do that. Yeah, ignore that guy. Unless he comes on here and says that him damn
probably
self.
Probably meet him soon.
No. Unless he says that him damn self, don't fucking do it. Whatever. Anyway, I'm Dolan signing off. That's Maddie. That's Haley. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. If you're still listening, more fucking power to you, because we're not, at least in this podcast, we were not very funny. Talking about some interesting
it's
shit.
Okay, we were factual. We were interesting.
Yeah.
Next time
it'll be interesting.
Funny.
It's more like a couple of friends sitting around talking about some deep shit. But
oh my god.
Anyway, well, thanks for listening, you guys. Much love to all of you, and peace out. Signing out. Squaw! Much love.